This show is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
The right to bear arms shall not be infringed. Not be infringed. Not be infringed. Not be infringed. Shall not be infringed. Here comes the nation's Second Amendment watchdog. Stand back, gun grabbers, and welcome to the House of Pain. Brought to you by Frog Lube. Performance made in the USA. This is Lock and Load with Bill Frady.
All right. Second time around this evening. Coming to you live from the Frog Lube Performance Made in the USA studio, this is Lock and Load. The number to get in, 877-807-4048. This portion of the show is brought to you by Second Call Defense.
America, hear me. You only think that you've taken all the steps for self-defense? When you call law enforcement, then what? Next, you need to call Second Call Defense. Second Call Defense is there to ensure that you receive your deserved justice. A one-of-a-kind service designed to defend the armed citizen in America from being swept away by a skewed justice system. Complete your preparation today by going to secondcalldefense.org. Now, you are ready.
Check them out. Join them, secondcalldefense.org. I'll be sitting with them in about 3 days. I'll be hanging out with them at the Kentucky Expo Center. Come see us. Come meet us. Major cities, including Chicago, L.A., Memphis, and Las Vegas, have seen a spike in homicides in the first 3 months of 2016. This is an uptick that has prompted FBI Director James Comey this week to revise his assessment that police might be patrolling less aggressively as a result of the viral video effect, or the Ferguson effect, if you will. More than half of the police department's reported first quarter crime statistics also experienced increases in rapes, robberies, aggravated assaults, and non-fatal shootings, according to the data released Friday by the Major Cities Chiefs Association. 30 of the 63 police departments saw increases in homicides, pushing the number of killings reported in these cities up 8% over the same period in 2015 for a total of 1,365 murders. Comey expressed concern over this upward homicide trend. After he was briefed on the report, he said the numbers are not only going up, they're continuing to go up in many of these cities faster than they were going up last year. When asked why, he fell back on a controversial theory he espoused last year that police have changed the way they interact with the public as a result of the fear of ending up in a viral video. I think that's sort of simplistic. I don't think it's so much about the viral video. I think in a lot of cases, in a lot of high profile, I mean, in New York, certainly, the mayor of New York turned his back on the cops, quite simply. The Department of Justice came down on the Ferguson Police Department.
Yeah.
So I think in a lot of cases, some of these police officers are sitting around going, damned if you do and damned if we don't. So they're choosing to do the damned part where, you know, it's less dangerous, I think. I don't necessarily think it's so much about a viral video. If a cop is doing his job, okay, most of them are actually quite dull on video. Hi there, how you doing? Put your hands behind your back, I'm arresting you. Yep, I'm arresting you. Yep, you get to call a lawyer. Yep, you can sit in the back of the car. Yep, I'm going to turn on the blue lights. You know, that's it. Most of those, you know, gunfights and all that other stuff is a rarity. Of course, they have to be ready to do that at any moment. And where you sit around and go, and they should just act normally, like that's not even an option. Not even something that might happen. Comey said it's a perception, I don't know if it's true or not, that folks are less likely to tell police when they see things. Adding that he continues to hear anecdotal accounts from law enforcement officials across the country. And there's a perception that police are less likely to do the marginal, additional policing that suppresses crime, like getting out of your car at 2 in the morning and saying to a group of guys, hey, what are you doing here? Maybe that's because cops have become targets. And maybe that targeting has been encouraged by certain politicians. Certainly our president has marginalized police officers. He certainly has. And I'm talking about police officers. I couldn't care less about their bosses whether they're political appointees or voted into office. Just a regular cop, you know, just a regular guy who's doing the job. The one who we see, the one in uniform, the one in the car, the one out away from headquarters or whatever you want to call it. Chuck Wexler, director of the Police Executive Research Forum, said that after more than a decade of downward trending crime rates across the country, the fact that homicides have begun to increase in some cities, but not others, is worrisome to law enforcement. Wexler said it's almost like an early warning system, and you have a number of cities who are asking the same question. What is the common denominator? Probably your liberal political regimes that have been enforced for a long time. Probably there's a lot of gun control in there, certainly. I'm pretty sure you probably destroyed the black family structure. That's probably in play, too. And how are you treating your cops? How are you treating your cops? Data released Friday shows mixed results across the country. The Chicago Police Department reported the most murders of any of the 63 departments, with 141 homicides compared to 83 at the same time last year. Rapes were down by 6%, but robberies and aggravated assaults were up by approximately 25%, and non-fatal shootings were up by almost half. Killings have declined in New York City, Houston, and Miami, though the increases and decreases that departments reported in homicides do not always correlate to similar changes in other violent crime. In Houston, where 61 murders accounted for a 14% drop in murders, crime was up in each of the other four categories reported. NYPD reported a decrease in robberies, but saw upticks in rapes and aggravated assaults and remained near even on non-fatal shootings. Las Vegas, Minneapolis, and Nashville are the only police departments to report increases in all five categories, though several of the departments that did not report data for non-fatal shootings saw increases in the other four categories. So as politicians and law enforcement officials debate the possible causes behind this year's uptick, criminal justice experts remain perplexed. Violent crime has been on a downward decline over the last several decades, and FBI data shows violent crime rose across the country in the first 6 months of 2015. In particular, murders were up by 6.2% during the first half of 2015 compared to the first 6 months of 2014, marking the first uptick in that category in 4 years. It's the economy, stupid. I don't understand why people don't quite get that. The sluggish economy kills people. A lot of white people my age that lose their job, they're killing themselves. Wexler agrees that law enforcement leaders have become concerned that viral videos are making police less proactive, though he said there isn't data yet to prove or disprove this theory. Instead, he offered some alternative theories that he's heard from law enforcement, including a quicker escalation of violent gang beefs as a result of social media. Insults can be flung between the gang members around the clock nowadays, online, through social media, Facebook, creating an accelerant that triggers retaliatory violence more often than face-to-face encounters. He also points to one of the driving factors of the crime increase in the 1990s, drugs as a potential cause. While crime in the 1990s was fueled by the crack cocaine wars, Mr. Wexler notes the heroin and opioid epidemic has more recently taken root in communities across the country. Are we seeing drugs, specifically heroin, cheap heroin that has a purity of 90%, fueling some of the violence we're seeing in some cities? I think that's pretty self-explanatory there, stupid. Drugs and money are going to fuel a whole lot of things. Drugs and money are going to fuel a whole lot of things. Maybe Facebook could start, regulating gang activity on Facebook. I mean, are they looking at that? I can't sell a gun on Facebook. Are they looking at that? I remember one time. In an effort, I used to stream the show on something called Stickam.com, STICKAM.com. It was nice. It wasn't other methods. It was free. It was good while it lasted. And one day they just went away. Right after the show started, now here I am. I'm 50, I'm 51 years old or something like this when the show started. I'm bald, obviously. Caucasian, without a doubt. I'm sitting there and I'm holding up guns, and somebody came into the chat room at Stickam.com and took my feed down because I was perpetuating gang culture. And, of course, I didn't throw any gang sign or anything, but it took me a little bit. Well, it took me a day to get back up there. Maybe Facebook should try that with the gangs and see how that works.
We'll be right back. Agency Arms, a 21st century company founded by professional weapon operators. Agency Arms takes your carrier weapon and performs a lethal transformation designed to enhance function and manipulation, civilian or professional. An Agency Arms gun is reimagined to a degree its designer could only dream about. Slide, frame, and trigger refined to a deadly edge. To order or find out more, go to agencyarms.com. Now it's out in the open. Agency Arms.
Welcome to the Brotherhood.
Think education has to be boring?
Say it again.
Because this is SDI. With the most effective distance curriculum available, your career in firearm technology beckons. SDI offers the most complete education with local hands-on training available. SDI expands and obliterates the traditional internet-based education format, further enhancing the SDI graduate's capability and desirability as a professional gunsmith. To find out more, go to SDI.edu and get ready to launch your new career.
This is an alert. If your business or church is building this year, you're about to pay more than you should. This could mean thousands of dollars more for your office, retail space, church, or warehouse. A General Steel building can save you as much as half the cost and time of similar conventional construction. And we're offering rebates of up to $20,000 to help you build today. Call General Steel for free information that could save you thousands. Call 866-91-STEEL.
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 This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
So you've got to take a state construction license exam or certification. Can't decide on what books or what chapters to study? Discover right now how you can eliminate unnecessary books and wasted study time. At ContractorExam.com, our study materials zero in on state-required test topics in an effective, multiple-choice format. So whether you're a plumber, electrician, general contractor, or other construction-related trade, ContractorExam.com will help get you prepared. Visit us at www.ContractorExam.com today.
I'm Nick Soboleski, a SelectQuote agent with a true story that could save you hundreds of dollars a year. A woman named Linda just called. Her husband, Ray, has a $300,000 group life insurance policy, but is changing jobs and can't take it with him. Well, I impartially shot the highly rated term life insurance companies we represent and found Ray, who is 41 and takes medication to control his cholesterol, a 10-year, $500,000 policy for under $26 a month. That's almost twice the coverage for less than half of what he had paid. If SelectQuote hasn't shopped for your life insurance, you're probably paying too much.
For your free quote, call 1-800-403-4885. That's 1-800-403-4885. 1-800-403-4885. Or go to SelectQuote.com. We shop, you save. Get full details on the example policy at SelectQuote.com/commercials. Your price can vary depending on your health, issuing company, and other factors. Not available in all states.
You've seen crazy diets to lose weight. At GCN Team, our healthy body weight loss system simply neutralizes the body, bringing down cravings. It has been proven that nutritional deficiencies drive appetite for carbs, sugars, and fats. Lose weight the easy way. Find us at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Fighting cravings is a fool's game. Give the body what it needs to be satisfied. Again, 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Can hear it, but sometimes what's coming to me because of my connection gets sort of messed up, and that puts me on my stroke. Coming to you live from the Frog Loop Performance Made in the USA studio, this is Lock and Load. The number to get in, 877-807-4048. This portion of the show is brought to you by Second Call Defense. America, hear me. You only think that you've taken all the steps for self-defense? When you call law enforcement, then what? Next, you need to call Second Call Defense. Second Call Defense is there to ensure that you receive your deserved justice. A one-of-a-kind service designed to defend the armed citizen in America from being swept away by a skewed justice system. Complete your preparation today by going to secondcalldefense.org. Now, you are ready.
Check them out at secondcalldefense.org. Check me and them out in Kentucky and Louisville at the Kentucky Expo Center. The 20th through the 22nd, we're going to be there hanging out. Ready to talk to you. We're ready to believe you. Why do socialists hate gun owners, you might ask? Coming from the desk of my friend Rob Morse, who I'll be hanging out with in Kentucky, we have this to maybe give it a little explanation. You see, socialists are always looking for a distraction. They're desperate for a distraction. Gun control is a distraction, and in a lot of cases, it's nothing more. Clinton has said she's an enemy of the NRA. In fact, the NRA is one of the groups she's proudest to call an enemy. And I don't hear too many gun... I've never heard a gun control proposal she's not for. But I don't think that guns are the real issue. It's good for... It helps in these... some of these town halls and everything she goes to. Her war on guns is simply smoke and mirrors to distract the voters and the media from the failed socialist policies that are the precursors to everything bad happening into the United States today. Most violent cities in the U.S. have been ruled by socialists for decades. In contrast, the more gun-friendly cities in the U.S. rank as some of the safest places in the world. The problem isn't guns. That's what she's trying to hide. We've tried socialism. It has been a failure. All you have to do is look across the U.S. Los Angeles, St. Louis, Chicago, Detroit, and Baltimore, once among the wealthiest cities in the United States today. Today, these cities are bleeding debt and people. These cities have been ruled by socialists for decades. Hubs of the United States they once were, now they are craters. What happened? Well, in the beginning, the socialists piled regulations onto businesses. The excuse, and the regulations, of course, are accompanied by money. You have to pay money to get with the regulations. The excuse is public safety. The reality is political kickback. Just as each tax break generates a political donation, so each new regulation generates a bribe, if you will. Or political donation, whatever you want to call it. That is why these cities are so corrupt, as businesses have to pay bribes to stay open. The politicians won, but the citizens lost as businesses closed. Unemployment soars in these socialist cities. Now, yes, people wanted to work, but socialist politicians outlaw employment, unless the politicians get their cut. And that's how socialism works. That is the Chicago way. Addiction has soared as people have medicated their despair. Families broke up or never formed under the burden of unemployment and addiction. Single moms went on welfare and unemployment, and then they stayed there. The only growth industries under President Barack Obama has been unionized government employees and those on welfare and food stamps, and, of course, the gun industry. The results are entirely predictable. Crime soared. Gangs stepped in to raise and employ fatherless boys. No amount of law enforcement and social services can civilize a generation of fatherless children. You don't have to believe the political spin. Look around you with your own eyes. Look at the record. Socialism kills thousands of people in American cities each year. It is an election year. And the socialist politicians need someone or something to blame other than themselves, which is where the blame really, that's where it's from. So they blame honest gun owners for crime and violence. The only problem with this is that gun laws don't matter after you destroy a city. coming into a city that is smoking, as in burnt, and proposing gun control saves nothing. It does nothing. It does nothing but ensure that any people that might come along later, I mean, who wants to go? Let's go to Detroit. I've heard that there's some real estate we can buy for like nothing. Now, we're going to have to live in some places that are going to be bad. And I think Detroit actually is pro-gun now, thanks to the police chief saying everybody needs to arm up. But make no mistake, socialism is sitting there waiting. But we can go buy whatever we want to buy. But you know what? Detroit is bankrupt. There's no cops. So we would be going into the Wild West. If I'm getting too oversimplistic with the description, people of Detroit, Bill at lockandloadradio.com, you have my humble apology, but I'm pretty sure that you're not sitting back going, well, you know, Detroit's a great place to live. I've heard different. I've heard different. So Hillary can't run on her record because she doesn't have one. She jumped out of a plane and parachuted with her carpet bag into New York after, I think it was Chris Dodd talked her into it, told her she'd make a wonderful senator. No qualifications to be a senator at all. She becomes a senator. Then, of course, there's everybody that seems to think she's the smartest woman on the planet, which, I beg to differ. She doesn't really know that much about anything. She has no conviction whatsoever. She'll get out there and joyously pronounce, we're going to put coal miners out of business. Then a coal miner actually walks up on and says, what am I supposed to do to feed my children? That's not really what I said. It was right there on video. We're going to put coal miners out of business. What do you mean by that? You're taking it out of context. This is them trying to take the language, the English language, and prostitute it to fit their needs. So, that's all part and parcel of it. But it is an election year. Now, when we get back, coming up on the next break, when we get back, we're going to look at Mr. Morse's part two about why gun control fails, because it's always a distraction. Look over there. It's another gun control law. Look at all the good stuff I'm doing for you right now. Never mind the espionage charges. They're all just smoking bears, a right-wing conspiracy. E-I-E-I-O. We will be right back.
Square feet, 50 million rounds on hand, outrageous depth of selection. This is Ammunition Depot. Ammunition Depot is the one place to go for all of your ammunition wants and desires, and there's something always on sale. Whether self-defense or training, Ammunition Depot will astound you with both price and selection. You don't have to take my word for it. Go to ammunitiondepot.com. Ammunition Depot, when it really matters, lead is worth more than gold. America, hear me. You only think that you've taken all the steps for self-defense? When you call law enforcement, then what? Next, you need to call Second Call Defense. Second Call Defense is there to ensure that you receive your deserved justice. A one-of-a-kind service designed to defend the armed citizen in America from being swept away by a skewed justice system. Complete your preparation today by going to secondcalldefense.org. Now, you are ready.
All right, listen up, because this is the most important thing you're going to hear all day. What if I said you could make money flipping houses without any cash, credit, or manual labor? And what if I said you could do it part-time from the comfort of your home? Sound unflippin' believable? Hi, I'm Preston Neely, and I'm going to prove it by sending you a free copy of my smash hit selling book, How to Get Rich in Real Estate. It sells online for $19.95, but I'm giving away free copies this week. To get one before they're gone, call 1-800-959-9582. I used to be so broke. I had my electricity shut off 9 times. But I figured out a simple way to make money flipping houses without even breaking a sweat. Now I'm living the good life, and so should you. Listen, if you're sick and tired of stressing about money, this book could change your life. Hands down, it's the fastest, easiest way to get started in real estate. Let me prove it. Call right now to find out how to get your free book. When they're gone, they're gone. Call 1-800-959-9582. 1-800-959-9582.
I'm Nick Soboleski, a SelectQuote agent with a true story that could save you hundreds of dollars a year. A woman named Linda just called. Her husband, Ray, has a $300,000 group life insurance policy, but is changing jobs and can't take it with him. Well, I impartially shopped the highly rated term life insurance companies we represent and found Ray, who is 41 and takes medication to control his cholesterol, a 10-year, $500,000 policy for under $26 a month. That's almost twice the coverage for less than half of what he had paid. If SelectQuote hasn't shopped for your life insurance, you're probably paying too much.
For your free quote, call 1-800-403-4885. That's 1-800-403-4885. 1-800-403-4885. Or go to SelectQuote.com. We shop, you save. Get full details on the example policy at SelectQuote.com/commercials. Your price could vary depending on your health issuing company and other factors. Not available in all states.
Dangerous blood clot device alert. If you or a loved one had an IVC filter placed to prevent blood clots from traveling to your heart or lungs and suffered an injury, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. The FDA warns that IVC filters may cause serious complications, such as heart or lung damage, internal bleeding, and even death. These dangerous blood clot devices can break, and the metal fragments can travel to your heart or lungs, causing serious injuries. If you or a loved one suffered organ damage or other injuries from an IVC filter, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Act now. Time is limited to file a claim. For a free consultation and free information, call Injury Help Desk at 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507.
This is an advertisement. Paid non-attorney spokesperson. InjuryHelpDesk.com is responsible for this advertisement. Principal Office, Las Vegas, Nevada.
Ah, yes. Coming to you live from the Frog Lube Performance Made in USA studio,
this is Lock and Load.
Number to get in, 877-807-4048.
This portion of the show is brought to you by Second Call Defense.
America, hear me. You only think that you've taken all the steps for self-defense? When you call law enforcement, then what? Next, you need to call Second Call Defense. Second Call Defense is there to ensure that you receive your deserved justice. A one-of-a-kind service designed to defend the armed citizen in America from being swept away by a skewed justice system. Complete your preparation today by going to secondcalldefense.org. Now, you are ready.
Check them out. Join them by joining me and get that peace of mind of walking around covered, knowing that you have that coverage in the unthinkable event. Social theorists would like you to believe that gun control reduces violence. They think that criminals who break the law will, for some stupid reason, obey the next gun law. These social theorists also hate the idea of armed me and you. So let's look a little closer at what the gun haters say and do. Criminals don't buy guns legally. It may shock you that criminals break the law, but that is an established fact. It sounds depressing at first, but it also has a silver lining for honest civilians. Yes, criminals break the law. This means that laws regulating the guns and honest citizen gun owners are ineffective. Those laws don't reduce crime. But if you say it another way, it's a very interesting statement. Because we can get rid of the laws on gun registration, on gun regulation, and crime won't increase. If we were to take that step, crime remains the same. If there's no gun control, crime remains the same. Doesn't increase. Criminals don't take mandatory background checks either. So this means we could eliminate the laws on regulating honest gun owners and crime won't go up. There is less here than meets the eye. Gun control activists knew this all along. Michael Beard was the executive director of the Coalition to Stop Gun Violence, one of my favorites. Michael said, I would agree that clearly no law is going to prevent criminals from getting handguns or any kind of weapons they want. You can't stop criminals from getting guns. I take Mr. Beard at his word. He is 100% correct here. So if gun control fails, how are we supposed to believe that gun control prevents or controls violent crime? The police say that armed self-defense works. Cops want to be armed on the job and off. Deputies and officers want their wives and sons and daughters to be armed as well. They want honest civilians like us to be armed so we can protect ourselves until they get here. And don't confuse what a cop in the car on the beat says with an appointed chief of police is told to say. Those two are very different. Those chiefs of police will come and go. That police officer is out there day in and day out. He's still there. But there's more good news. Armed women are 10 times less likely to be raped if they defend themselves with a gun. You don't have to believe me on that one. You can believe the FBI report on sexual assault in 26 U.S. cities. Socialist cities in the United States today have some of our strictest gun laws. Those cities where guns are banned are among the most violent cities in the U.S. In contrast, consider conservative cities where guns are plentiful. They're some of the safest places on earth. One that comes to mind, and I never would have believed it at first blush, but my understanding is in North Carolina. Asheville, North Carolina is one of the fastest growing as far as people with concealed carry permits. I never would have believed it. Asheville was trying to be a little Austin, Texas. They've been trying to be a little this and a little that. They had an Occupy movement before Occupy New York. I was up there one day just shopping with my wife, and all of a sudden I see the hipster kids coming out with their Occupy signs and their Sharpie pens. But at the same time, they're carrying guns. I don't know what the crime, I couldn't tell you what the crime rate is in Asheville, North Carolina. But for me, there's a lot of medical people there. Not a small amount of education. It's a booming area. The downtown area of Asheville, North Carolina is more interesting than where I live in the upstate of South Carolina. And that's one of the reasons I go down there. But that's all beside the point as I'm sitting here talking a bunch of smack about it. Socialism crushes opportunity and causes violent crime, not guns. Why do the socialists direct so much hate on honest gun owners if guns don't cause crime? That's because the socialists want an all-powerful government. To be more precise, they want an all-powerful government that they can control. They want a nation of weak citizens so they can feel safe. That's interesting. That should be very interesting to you. It's very interesting to me because anybody that would want to sit there and subjugate a people in order to feel safe. Why do they need to do that to feel safe? If they're doing right by me, they don't need to worry about anything. If they're not being tyrannical with me, they don't need to worry about anything. But if they have to sit there and try to, you know, figuratively put their boot on my neck and, you know, in every sense of the word as they try to control my life, in order for them to feel safe, why do they need to do that? In order for them to feel safe. That's because at a fundamental level, they don't trust their neighbors. And that's sort of funny. That's sort of funny. Given that their policies kill people. Their policies kill people. It would be funny if it wasn't true. It wouldn't be funny if it wasn't so tragic. Like I said earlier, in my age group, among Caucasians. Suicide is going up because a lot of people are losing their job. At 55, everybody's considered, you know, I'm 55 years old. If I lose a job that I've been doing for 20 years since I was 35 or 30, am I going to be able to get that job somewhere else at 55 after I spent 25 years doing it somewhere else? If it's a physical job, am I not going to be sort of ruined already? I mean, that's one of the reasons that I stopped doing what I was doing in order to get in radio, because I was physically ruined just about. But that's all beside the point. People my age that lose their job are committing, suicide's going up. For people in their 50s, 40s, and 50s that are Caucasians that lose their job, lose their identity, and it's because of Obamacare, and it's because of so many things. It's because of the reverse racism that's being practiced, Black Lives Matter. It's because of things that are happening at the University of Missouri, where nobody really even knows what they're doing there. It's because of a lot of things, a lot of changes in the attitude, the change in the culture that's coming along. Socialists kill thousands of us each year here in the U.S. And at the same time, these socialists see something like the National Rifle Association as a subversive force in society. When I look at the NRA, if I see anything, what I see is somebody probably not as aggressive as I would like for them to be. Now, these are all, you know, the people in leadership are much more learned men than myself. And they're perhaps their caution is better suited to that when you're wearing a suit. Because the suit that I used to wear was, had ammunition in it. I see them as maybe not as aggressive as I would like, but it's a civil rights group. But when you think about it, teaching armed self-defense to civilians is subversive after all. If you're a socialist, I like it, but I'm not a socialist. We'll be right back.
Non-attorney spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm, a principal office in Houston, Texas, is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
Are you worried about your mom or dad living alone in their house? Hi, I'm Joan London. Listen, I know how difficult it is to find senior care for someone you love. That's why I recommend a free service called A Place for Mom. They are the nation's largest senior living referral service. Call A Place for Mom today.
To receive free information on senior living communities in your area, call A Place for Mom at 1-800-704-6182.
A Place for Mom offers free one-on-one advice from local advisors and a personalized list of senior living communities you can visit. If you have questions about senior care for your mom or dad, there's a place for answers, A Place for Mom.
Call A Place for Mom in the next 10 minutes to get your free ebook on financing senior care as well as free information on senior living communities in your area. Call 1-800-704-6182. That's 1-800-704-6182.
Worried about lead, fluoride, and other contaminants in your drinking water? Purchase a ProPure system during the Crazy May sale and get a free ProMax shower filter or water filter pitcher. Remove up to 200 contaminants with the Pro1G 2.0 truly cleanable, reusable filter. We don't stretch our claims. We just deliver performance. Visit your authorized ProPure dealer for details or ProPureUSA.com. That's P-R-O-P-U-R-USA.com.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists. Get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow. A new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Are you tired of commuting to a job that makes someone else rich, working harder than ever, but getting nowhere? Do you hate spending hundreds of dollars every week on daycare, having someone else raise your children? With our opportunities, you can start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss, work from home, and live a happier life. At Be the Boss Network, you'll find hundreds of work-from-home opportunities that you can literally start today and be earning money as soon as next week. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss. Get out of the rat race. Work from home. Go to freedom106.com right now and change your life today. That's freedom, the number 106.com. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You be the boss. Go to freedom106.com.
There's nothing more enticing and intoxicating than the finest meat cooking on an open flame. Freeze-dried meat from NewHarvest.com is U.S.-grown, 100% all-natural with no extra fillers. Just grass-fed beef and free-range chicken guaranteed to stay fresh and delicious. Add New Harvest freeze-dried meats to your current food storage. You'll buy direct from the factory, not a third party, ensuring the best price and the highest quality. See all our products at NewHarvestFoods.com. That's NewHarvestFoods.com.
All right. Welcome back. Coming to you live from the Frog Lube Performance Made in the USA studio. This is Lock and Load, the number to get in, 877-807-4048. This portion of the show is brought to you by Second Call Defense.
America, hear me. You only think that you've taken all the steps for self-defense? When you call law enforcement, then what? Next, you need to call Second Call Defense. Second Call Defense is there to ensure that you receive your deserved justice. A one-of-a-kind service designed to defend the armed citizen in America from being swept away by a skewed justice system. Complete your preparation today by going to secondcalldefense.org. Now, you are ready.
Indeed. Indeed. Come check us out. We're going to be there on the 20th. What is it, the 17th? 16th. 16th, 17th. It's coming up this week, Thursday. The Obama administration is, and one thing I have to hand to them, they are imaginative. They're like any other sociopath. They just figure it out. They're using aggressive new tactics to go after payday lenders in an effort to shut down part of an industry that it targeted previously in Operation Choke Point, which is why we're talking about this now, which is also the same operation that they put us, the gun industry, in with the payday lenders. The Department of Justice is using the RICO Act, the Racketeer Influence Corrupt Organization Act, to go after payday lenders in at least three different cases. Those cases involve Native American tribes providing online loans to people in a number of states at rates that exceed limits imposed by those states. Since the tribes enjoy immunity from federal prosecution for violating the interest rate limits imposed by states, the agency went after their partners and lawyers for conspiring with the tribes to break the limits. American Banker said of this particular move, the government's decision to extend RICO's collection of an unlawful debt language to online payday lenders is a significant moment in federal law enforcement. If this new theory of law enforcement survives legal challenges, look for the government to continue using it on online payday lending industry and potentially beyond. Those in the payday industry see this as a follow-up to Operation Choke Point. During the effort, the administration used the FDIC to pressure banks not to extend credit or other financial services to certain industries. Now, mind you, of course, that these industries had played all the rules up to the point of Choke Point.
whatever regulatory regime they had to exist within, they did. So they weren't breaking any laws. Now, when Choke Point came to light of day, it was widely criticized, and it resulted in a congressional investigation. They were badly burned by Operation Choke Point, which precipitated not only a lawsuit, but also incredibly bad publicity and hearings and proposed legislation on the Hill. And despite those results, the government has been unrelenting in its efforts to suppress payday lending. This is according to Hillary Miller, an attorney who represents a number of payday lenders. What's unique in the recent prosecutions is that Congress never intended that RICO would be used for ordinary business transactions without an organized crime nexus. How can they break the law and their consumers aren't breaking the law? I'm sure you're saying, well, Bill, of course, it's predatory lending. Absolutely it is. You bet your boots. But at the same time, before Choke Point started, it was legal. It was legal. Did I like it? Nope. Did I think it should? And what I think should happen is I think that the market should decide whether or not that actually happens, but we can't have that in a socialist state now, can we? Also, what's her name? Hillary Miller. She says, I can tell you as a lawyer who practices in this industry, it is literally terrifying for some of my colleagues. Prosecuting an attorney as a purported member of a RICO enterprise for simply advising his client is far beyond the intended reach of the racketeering statute and a complete misuse of a law that was designed to deter organized crime. Miller does not believe that the Obama administration will use the same RICO tactics against members of the gun industry. Now, the problem here for me is that payday loans and the sale of firearms were both targeted as high-risk industries during Operation Choke Point. The move has raised concerns among gun rights activists, as it should, in my opinion. Alan Gottlieb, founder of the Second Amendment Foundation, said his group is closely monitoring what the DOJ is doing in these cases. He said, sage words, he said, since gun rights activists cannot trust the Obama administration, we're watching this very closely. It would not surprise me if they try to use this approach to hurt sales of firearms or to blackmail people in the firearms industry as a way to get them to support their anti-gun agenda. Republican strategist Liz Mayer said that those in the gun industry know they, and other types that aren't exactly well-loved in liberal activist circles, were wrapped up with one of the industries that's now again being targeted. And that, combined with the potential for the term enterprise to be interpreted very loosely, is and probably should be a concern to folks in the gun and firearms sector, but also to others previously targeted.
When you look at the way this administration interprets things and some of the creative ideas they come up with, like we're going to arbitrarily set, and we don't even know what the number is going to be, but if you're out there selling guns that you own, and you sell X amount of guns, and I'm not telling you what X amount is because I haven't come up with it yet, then you're a gun dealer. And guess what? We're going to treat you like a gun dealer. And if you're not paying the fees and everything to be a gun dealer, well, we're coming after you because you're breaking the law. Because you're selling your, you know, we can't have you selling your personal property, not at all.
The administration reminds me of Hannibal Lecter, okay? Hannibal Lecter, the character of Hannibal Lecter, was sort of like Rambo. I don't know if you ever noticed that. Rambo was very resourceful. He never quit. Neither did Hannibal Lecter. Neither does Barack Obama and his administration when it comes to figuring out a way to go after somebody. I don't think the payday lenders, per se, are actually somebody they really want to go after. They're low-hanging fruit because nobody likes them. Everybody that's ever been involved with them, everybody that's never been involved with them, they all look at them distastefully. They look at them the same way they would, say, kiddie porn in a lot of ways. It's very expensive to get a payday loan. The amount of interest you're paying if you actually borrowed any money, you know, they're loaning out paltry sums, but by the time they finally get paid off, it's been like tripled what they originally borrowed. Because if you had the money, then you wouldn't need it till payday. And when payday comes, when you owe about half of that payday, that becomes this self-perpetuating circle that just never lets up. You're constantly just re-upping that loan. If it's $45 in interest rather than pay the loan off. You just pay the $45 because that's the easiest thing to do. That's the way it happens. So we need to watch what they do and how they do it. And then we need to see how this could apply to the gun industry. The gun industry is almost a 100% cash industry. Very few of the, I mean, some of the bigger companies may use commercial paper and, you know, short-term loans and everything for their operational costs and maintain their cash on hand. But, I mean, most of them, the backbone of the gun industry is the cash business. Period. Because, you know, most of these hoity-toity banking groups don't want anything to do with us. Even the ones that have something to do with us probably don't know they have something to do with us. And, you know, that's pretty funny. Miller said the gun industry is right to be concerned about the new tactics being used against payday lenders. Clearly, the Justice Department is not beyond trying new things. They've got a smart people who work there, and they spend a lot of time thinking about how they can prosecute previously unreachable conduct to which they object. And that's really what it's about, isn't it? It isn't about right or wrong. It's where they look at something and say, I object. I find this offensive. Therefore, even though it's legal, we're going to persecute it. We're going to persecute it till we figure out a way to prosecute it. And then when we prosecute it, we're going to run it out of business. And this right here, with the exception of the PLCAA, in the gun industry, it's exactly what they would do to the gun industry if the PLCAA was not in place. Which, I'm pretty sure Hillary Clinton hasn't thought it through that far. And I'm not giving her any ideas because she's got a team of lawyers that have probably figured that out and told her that once or twice. That she's just forgotten it. And that part of it, you know, needs to be carried forward in a lot of ways. But having said all of that, what should strike us is they're trying to find a way to make something happen where there's no law that says it was ever illegal. They're going after it. We'll be right back.
Agency Arms, a 21st century company founded by professional weapon operators. Agency Arms takes your carrier weapon and performs a lethal transformation designed to enhance function and manipulation, civilian or professional. An Agency Arms gun is reimagined to a degree its designer could only dream about. The slide, frame, and trigger refined to a deadly edge. To order or find out more, go to agencyarms.com. Now it's out in the open. Agency Arms.
Welcome to the Brotherhood.
In a time as life situation, do you have everything you need? Dark Angel is the answer to that question. The direct action response kit has everything you need and nothing that you don't. Dark Angel removes the confusion no matter the situation. In combat or self-defense, Dark Angel Medical breaches the barrier and supplies what you need to get your teammate or loved one to the next level of medical care. To find a dealer near you, go to darkangelmedical.com. Dark Angel Medical. This is simplicity under stress.
Suffering from illness or disease?
Frequently in pain?
Overstressed?
Always tired?
The solution is to oxygenate your cells because
disease cannot survive in an oxygen-rich environment.
Introducing Vital Ion, the first mineralized edible oxygen in the world. Go to toolsforfreedom.com and get the Miracle of Oxygenation DVD free with any Vital Ion purchase. Call 800-770-8802. That's 800-770-8802. Let Vital Ion edible oxygen be your daily fountain of youth.
Would you like to receive $250 to $1,000 cash per day? Go to richmoneyrich.com. No website, no selling, no explaining. Just take these simple two steps and go to richmoneyrich.com. You can be generating cash in the next 24 hours simply using this system. Good news is, it runs on 100% autopilot, and you don't need any experience to get started. It's easy. Get your share of easy riches and go to richmoneyrich.com. That's richmoneyrich.com. Go now. Brought to you by the Conservative Investor. Current returns not indicative of future results.